And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Helen McPhee. Good morning to you, Helen.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great. Now, Helen, you're talking to us there from the fundraising department of the Irish Hospice Foundation.
Yep.
Before we talk a little bit about the fundraising, could you tell us a little bit about the hospice itself and when it was started up?
Indeed. We were started in 1986, so we're celebrating our 30th year this year, so big year for us. And we're a national organisation working for hospice care and end-of-life care everywhere, working in all areas with people around dying, death and bereavement. So we're a national organisation. We're based in Dublin, but we reach every single county across the country.
Okay, and can I just ask you, what is end-of-life care? What does that mean?
It means really working to achieve dignity, comfort and choice for all people facing end of life. We can't hide from end of life. We can't make that go away. It's something that we all are going to have to face, but we need to make sure that people have the dignity, the comfort and the choices respected that they make as they face that, both for the person at end of life, but also working very closely with the family, so the bereaved and working with families around the end of life of a loved one, but also working in education and training, so making sure that those people that deliver end of life, be it in a hospital, a hospice, a residential care home, or even in the person's home, making sure that they have all the skills and training that they need for the person at end of life, but also for the family as well.
Okay.
And we work with adults, children and families.
Oh, do you? You work with children as well? I thought it was just adults. And so you would help people, I suppose, if they wanted to die at home, you would help them at home, it's just not in the hospice as well, is it?
That's right. Most of us, given the choice, would choose to have our final days at home, surrounded by familiar surroundings, in our own homes with family members. Most of us would choose that. Currently, around 26-27% of people currently have that choice fulfilled, and we are one of the organisations making that happen for people. So we provide a night nursing service for nurses to come into the home to provide free professional end-of-life care within the home. So not just helping that person facing end-of-life, but also giving important respite care for the rest of the family members who may be around during the day.
And there's two hospices, one on the south side, one on the north side of Dublin. Is there any more around the country?
There are lots of hospices around the country, lots of hospice organisations around the country, some voluntary, some run by the state, some mixed funding, really reflecting local needs around the country. So there are lots of them. We're a hospice foundation, so we're one organisation working right across the country in all areas of dying, death and bereavement. Yeah.
Okay, I know my aunt was in Harold's Cross there a couple of years ago, and the help and the love she got actually was so nice, even though it's a place, as you said, it all comes to us in the end, it's a place you're going to die. A lovely atmosphere, a lovely kind of warm, homely feeling in the place. I haven't been in Raheny, but in Harold's Cross, I just thought it was a lovely, warm feeling in the place, and the care she got was just, it was great.
And lots of people talk to us about those experiences. And we'd like to think that part of saying goodbye was more positive for you, helped your bereavement because it was the best it could be. There are no promises around it. You know, every case, obviously, every person, every family goes through a different journey. We can't take away the sadness. We can't take away grief. That's a natural part of life, if you like. But we can try and work to make, you know, that those end days as dignified, as comfortable, with as many choices as possible for people, no matter where they are, whether it's a hospice or, you know, in the home, in a hospital or in a residential care home.
Just thought of one of the days, it's just after coming back to me there, we were up with my aunt in Harold's Cross and went down to the lovely canteen there, all sitting there, and it turned into, no one believed this, a sing-song between some of the patients and the visitors. I swear to God, you don't see it in Ireland probably. And you know what, she turned around and she said, I really, really enjoyed this morning. I really felt, you know, that she was kind of, not going to die, but she was living her life for probably maybe one of the last times, and she really enjoyed that morning. So all these emotions come to people when they're there as well. I mean, you're happy, you're crying, you're, you know, I suppose a whole lifetime comes back and you're thinking about yourself. And she really, it was just a nice day, and as other patients there and all singing the song, it was nice.
good for you. Living life to the end.
That's exactly what it was. So, Helen, tell us a little bit about you're from the fundraising department, and we all know here in Ireland we're great for fundraising, we're great for trying to get money up. What's happening around Christmas now this year?
You're correct. First of all, yes, people are very generous towards us. People of Ireland do support us very well, and I must say a thank you to all our supporters out there that are listening, and encouraging new ones maybe to come with us and make things happen for people and families. Christmas time, obviously, very busy time for charities. We have Christmas products. We don't have our own network of shops, but we do try hard to provide a few products for people to buy, which will raise important money for us. So we have packs of charity Christmas cards. Which will be in shops now right across the country. You'll find those in Easons. Lots of independent news agents that support us as well. We have another product called Reindeer Food, which is a little bit of madness, but also a little bit of magic. Mm. We like to make sure that Rudolph and his fellow reindeer have enough food on Christmas Eve. So we sell little packets of reindeer food for just €2. There's some lovely oats in there and some sparkles. To help Rudolph find them, and we encourage people to put those out on Christmas Eve. It's a little bit of fun for the kids and for those that are maybe not grown up quite. But those are available through our website, but also we have partners Lloyd's Pharmacy and Mace and Superdrug to sell those packets for us, so you'll see those in shops too.
Great. And Mace did the big fundraising there just a couple of weeks back, didn't they?
They continue to support us. They're actually one of our biggest charity partners. They have been working with us for a number of years now, and all through this year have been supporting us. So they've raised over €187,000 already. Every time somebody buys an own brand product in Mace, a donation comes towards us. So that money just keeps on coming in. So customers are supporting us through Mace, and Mace actually really do get behind our cause. And the funds that they raise for us goes towards our Nurses for Nightcare programme.
Great. So if you buy the own brand of Mace, money goes towards the hospice. Great.
Yep.
That's a great idea. Brilliant. And so it's the Christmas cards that are available in Easons and some probably local news agents as well, and the reindeer food, which is in Lloyd's, and the website.
And also on our website, we have a few products, maybe not Christmas branded, but we have a little Christmas decoration there. And we have all our books and cards are on our website too. So we recently launched Sons and Fathers with Bono and a few of his friends, and that product is still there. So that's a huge celebration of the relationship between sons and their fathers. And we've got some very famous people to write their own personal stories about that relationship, and we've put it all together into a book. So that book and all of our other products are available on our website.
Great. What's the website if people don't know it?
It's Hospice Foundation, all one word, hospicefoundation.ie.
Now, is the hospice mainly run, we know there's nurses and that, but a lot of volunteers help out there as well?
We have lots of volunteers, actually, who help us in a wide range of events. We couldn't run many of our events without our volunteers. We also have volunteers who come into the office, and we also have GY students. We had two just last week, actually, came in, rolled up their sleeves and gave us a hand with different aspects of fundraising and our work. So we always do look for volunteers. We keep them busy, and there's lots of our events we just couldn't run without them.
Great. So they just get in contact with you online to find out about if they want to become a volunteer.
Indeed. Yeah, our website's there, or you can just give us a ring at the office. Can I get the number?
Yeah.
It's 01-679-3188.
679-3188. Great. Listen, Helen, thanks a million for talking to us this morning on Lifeline, and hopefully the cards will sell well this year, and the reindeer food I'm sure will fly out. Great idea, so that can be got online as well.
I hope so. We have a few weeks till Christmas Eve, so we hope people will buy it and just share it amongst the kids and have a little bit of fun on Christmas Eve whilst helping us.
And keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you, Helen. Bye-bye.
Super. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
And that was Helen McFay there from the fundraising department of the Irish Hospice Foundation. And as it's coming up to that time of year where you'd be looking at Christmas cards and sending your Christmas cards, do think of these charities. As she says, the cards are available in Easton's and a good few news agents, or you can go online to the hospicefoundation.ie and maybe buy a little bit of reindeer food for Rudolph and Santa for Christmas Eve, €2. If you want to find out any more about that, you can give them a ring on 01679 3118. That's 01679 3118.